Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, May 1st. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 33 years ago, today in 1991, American baseball player Rickey Henderson stole the 939th base of his career, surpassing Lou Brock's MLB record. Then in 2001, he also set the record for most career runs scored. He finished his career with 1,406 steals. Rickey got some speed. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect steep-angled, northwest swell mix Wednesday with waist-to-stomach-high waves at decent spots and chest-to-head-high waves at focal points. Mornings offer the best conditions with weak offshore to light and variable wind. Northwest swell trends down later in the week. Modest new southwest or south-southwest swell moves in later in the week with most breaks below waist-high but a few at chest-high. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking rough for most of the day, but we could get some fair conditions at 3 to 5 feet for a quick sunset session. Check out our Encinitas report today for more favorable conditions in North County. Best time to ride is at 6 p.m. with a 3.5-foot high tide when the south-southwest swell is 4 feet at 11 seconds and the onshore wind is 6 mph. The first low tide Wednesday will be 0 feet at 11 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide at 6:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the San Diego area. This morning it's mostly cloudy and feels like 58 degrees with 6 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:30, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6. It looks like we're in for some clouds through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 68 and wind of 5 to 10 mph. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 56. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday and Friday will start cloudy, then turn partly sunny with highs near 70. This weekend will be mostly cloudy, with highs in the upper 60s. Saturday will be mostly sunny after morning clouds, while Sunday will start cloudy with a slight chance of showers before turning mostly sunny, with a high near 63. Next week starts mostly cloudy on Monday, then turns sunny with a high near 67. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in Leucadia, the community and creativity converge at Just Peachy Market with a vibrant new mural, a celebration by Moon Mar Date Colores. This Encinitas-based nonprofit aims to increase coastal access and environmental awareness among underserved youth. The mural, funded by a $28,000 grant, was swiftly brought to life by artist DJ Javier. It encapsulates the joy and diversity of ocean activities, painted in a lively, colorful style that invites all to share in the coastal experience. This artistic endeavor not only beautifies, but also symbolizes the inclusive spirit of the community. Now on to sports. In a thrilling NBA playoff game at Madison Square Garden, Tyrese Maxey led the Philadelphia 76ers to a critical 112-106 overtime victory against the New York Knicks. Maxey scored a staggering 46 points, including pivotal three-pointers in the closing seconds of regulation to force overtime. This win was crucial as it prevented the 76ers from being eliminated from the playoffs. The series now returns to Philadelphia for Game 6, with the Knicks leading the series 3-2. Maxey's performance overshadowed strong efforts by Knicks' Jalen Brunson, who scored 40 points. Last night in local sports, the Padres at home beat the Reds 6-4. Tonight, the Padres are at home again for the final game against the Reds. And in the NBA playoffs, the Clippers are at home for Game 5 to take on the Mavericks. And the Kings are on the road in Edmonton for their Game 5 against the Oilers. In top news, the Biden administration introduced a tax credit system to encourage the production of sustainable aviation fuels, aiming to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the airline industry. Authorized under the Inflation Reduction Act, these incentives are designed to promote the use of agricultural crops in fuel production, adhering to climate-smart agricultural practices. The initiative is a significant step towards decarbonizing a sector traditionally challenging to make eco-friendly, with producers eligible for up to $1.75 per gallon in credits, depending on the emission reductions achieved. In business news, Amazon's Q1 advertising revenue soared to nearly $12 billion, a 24% increase from the previous year, driven significantly by integrating commercials into its Prime Video service. This strategic move, expanding ad presence in markets worldwide, notably boosted financial results, surpassing the anticipated revenue. CEO Andy Jassy highlighted the early success of streaming TV ads and the ongoing enhancement of Prime Video's content portfolio, which includes high-profile projects like NFL games and the Lord of the Rings series. This growth in ad revenue is part of a broader surge in Amazon's overall performance, with total Q1 revenue hitting a record $143 billion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $60,000. Ethereum is $3,000. And Solana, it is $126. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Researchers have developed a novel type of plastic embedded with bacterial spores that can digest the material once it's discarded, potentially offering a new solution to the persistent problem of plastic waste. By incorporating spores of Bacillus subtilis, a soil bacterium, into thermoplastic polyurethane, the material remains intact during use, but begins to degrade when exposed to conducive environmental conditions in landfills or compost. This approach not only helps in managing plastic waste, but also surprisingly enhances the strength of the plastic, making it tougher than conventional plastics. And in entertainment news, Shogun has captivated audiences, emerging as a standout in the realm of hour-long dramas amidst a trend towards shorter formats. Its extensive use of Japanese dialogue, demands undivided attention from viewers, distinguishing it from many modern series that accommodate multitasking. This characteristic not only enhances engagement, but aligns with its intricate storytelling, reminiscent of prestige TV classics, known for their demanding narrative depth. As it breaks viewing records, Shogun not only showcases the growing appeal of non-English programming in America, but also reinforces the power of focused, immersive television experiences. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Rickey Henderson, the all-time leading base stealer.
Luke Brock was the symbol of great base stealing. But today, I'm the greatest of all time. Thank you.
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.